This is the Eye for an Eye channel. Welcome to today's show. I want to cover the date of September 23rd because every time this year I cover it because it's a very common date that is chosen for either a world event to occur or, of course, Christians who message me about the rapture. I hear all this stuff every year. And I wanted to cover it for new people out there in the awakening process or anybody out there that constantly uses this date as a day or date-setting day for people to, you know, for whether it's an event occurring or for people to be raptured away. We hear all sorts of things about it. So I just want to show you some of the stuff so that you know that this date is used every single year by people who claim to be prophets on YouTube, by people who claim to be, think the apocalypse is hitting on the 23rd. Of course, the Bible tells us what? In Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, "But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." But apparently a lot of people on YouTube seem to know the day. And this isn't an attack on anybody. This is just to let people know that this date is always chosen. I get it. There's a lot of symbology with that date. There's a lot of predictive programming in movies with that date, at least in reverse. A lot of people think it's a lot of 3-2-9 in movies, and then people believe reverse order 9-2-3. So we're going to take a look at that in a second. I want to apologize for the videos yesterday with the microphone issue. I'm kind of bummed about it because the video that I did, both videos are very important videos, specifically the one about October 4th and, of course, the government shutdown, which I'll be covering more this week with a lot of stuff, a lot of things with 10-4, etc. That is a date that people need to keep their eye on. Of course, people think that people are going to be foaming at the mouth, falling off cliffs, all collapsing and dying at the same time. That's not what I was saying in the video. I was talking about something being activated inside of people's bodies. I think most people who are awake and aware understand what is likely to go down. Other countries have had the same test run done. But I'll cover that more, but I want to apologize about the microphone. I don't know what happened, but hopefully that is fixed now. And hopefully you can still share that video, even though the microphone sounds like, yes, like many said, sounded like I was recording in a bunker. Maybe I was. Or a prison cell. Maybe I was in one. I don't know. No, it was just an echo from an internal mic. So on top of that, I want to let everybody know my website, uprisingrevival.com. There's a lot of exclusive content going up over there. If you haven't heard about the website, please consider joining the website. Again, it really helps the channel. It helps me make more content here on YouTube as well as exclusive content over there. But it's uncensored content. And a lot of the stuff going on right now with the jabberoo, people need to know about a lot of the hurting with the quarantines and states that are going to have mandates and states that aren't. This all ties into the national divorce, which I've been discussing for years, even though I'm a brand new YouTuber. So that'll be available over on the website. And I love to see the stuff that you guys have to share. A lot of people try to share stuff over here. They say they get shadow banned, their comments go away. Well, that's YouTube for you. Over on the website, your comments do not go away. You do not get shadow banned. I'll be able to read them and see them. And any links you want to share or anything going on in your town you want to notify me or others about, I will be able to see. So definitely check out the website. And I encourage people who are on the website to post in the forum. A lot of people do already. Pretty much everybody does. But it's a great place to interact with each other and learn. That's what it's all about. And if you haven't subbed to my other channel as well, Uprising Revival, my YouTube channel, please do that now. A lot of content's going up over there. Content that has recently been removed the last couple of months. Content that I took off of a different channel because that channel got knocked. And I don't want any content on there that's going to get strikes in the future because I need to use that channel as well to tell people where I am. So all that content's going up on the other one for now, and I'm leaving content up for 14 days before I remove it. Okay, sorry about the update. I just wanted to let you know. I know it's repetitive, but sometimes you got to let people know because I know everybody doesn't watch every video that I make. I clearly can see that from the views, and even though I do a great job getting views based on the amount of subs that I have because you guys are great, and I appreciate all of you, but obviously I constantly am losing subscribers, so people don't know where to find me because of what they do to me here on YouTube, so I have to do that. So, September 23rd, I'll show you some screenshots throughout the video, is a date that's always used. It's always chosen. Every year since 2016 when another YouTuber started and had a lot of subscribers, constantly that date would come up every year. And people would say the same thing, whether they're new to this stuff or they were new Christians, they would talk about that date. And they would say, hey, this is occurring. We're not going to be here after the 23rd. Then when the 23rd comes and goes and people are still here, they seemingly just forget about it. And then the next year, more people fall into it. And there's a lot of videos out there of people who all they do is change. They delete the video that they've made for that year. And they put another one up with, you know, pretending that this is the year for September 23rd. They get a lot of views on those videos, which I'm sure is the motivation for doing it. But the reason I'm covering it is that so that young people out there don't get deceived into believing a lot of the hype. Now, I'm not saying one way or the other. I don't know, okay? But I can tell you this. then I doubt that there's prophets here on YouTube. I understand that the Bible talks about there'll be prophets and things like that. I'm not a prophet, okay? For anybody out there that thinks that I think I am, I'm not. I never claim to be. But we know there's a lot of YouTubers who claim to be prophets, okay? I'm a disciple of Christ. I don't claim to be anything more than that. But there are people who claim to be, and then they date set. So what ends up happening is when the 23rd rolls around, and I know this sounds crazy, but people literally do this stuff. They literally give away their pets and things like that because they are expecting to either be raptured away or they're expecting the return of Jesus Christ on that day. Now, why do I believe they picked that day? Well, there's a lot of reasons. I know people point to stuff in the Bible, even though they ignore the verse about nobody knowing the day or the hour of the return. And then others point to the Bible about a rapture occurring on that specific date and seem to think that they know that that's the date. And every year, it just seems to always conveniently be the date. Maybe they'll be right one of these times. I don't know. But I'm just warning people out there of all of the stuff that's constantly floating around on the 23rd. It is nothing new. Because I see under even the October 4th videos where we know that they're doing an emergency alert on quote-unquote 10-4. How convenient, right? Just like they did one on 9-11, 9-1-1. They love to use these codes in numerology. We know that stuff. But the 23rd, people keep commenting about it as if it's something new, and it's not something new. There have been articles year after year after year. There have been YouTubers year after year after year who do this. It's a doomsday date, they call it, right? And you can see a lot of the articles that I posted in the video here where they say stuff like, the man whose biblical doomsday claim has some nervously eyeing September 23rd. So people do, it is a fear-mongering tactic. And again, people say that I fear-monger. I'm not fear-mongering. I'm talking to you guys like I talk to my friends on the phone, if I had any. Okay, this is just me talking. I'm not trying to get anyone to do anything except prepare by having supplies and things that are necessary and mentally prepare so that when things go down, you don't go into a state of shock like a lot of these zombies are going to go into, right? We see end of the world, September 23rd. Did the Babylonians know about Nibiru? Is it real? Ancient Babylonian Empire discovered the mythical planet Nibiru more than 2,000 years ago, according to one theory. You know, these are articles you're seeing from like 2017, 2016. So what happens is a lot of people get, two things happen, right? A lot of Christians do literally get rid of their pets and things like that. It's true. And it sounds crazy, but it's true because they think that they're going to be raptured and then their pets are going to be home and nothing's going to, you know, no one's going to be there to take care of their pets. So they bring them to shelters, etc. The other thing is that it actually causes a lot of people to lose their faith. Now, I never understood this notion of people who are like, I've said it before, like, I'm ready for the trumpets to sound. I 100% am. But I never understood, you know, I look at every single day and like not hoping, I don't wake up going, I hope today's the day I get, you know, whatever you believe. I hope today's the day that Jesus returns is pretty much what my thinking is. I know other people believe the rapture is going to occur. Whatever, okay? I wake up every day saying, what can I do to help other people see what's going on and wake them up and hopefully lead them to pick up their Bible so they can find Jesus Christ? Because you're not going to find Christ through me, okay? You can only find Christ on your own. But I can hopefully show you the wickedness going on in the world so you can understand how this is all related to prophecy, how these people that are doing this stuff aren't just random people doing it because of this or that. They're doing it because they worship Satan, okay? And the Bible talks so much about spiritual warfare and about people in high places doing things, you know, in secret. All this stuff is in the Bible, okay? So I try to, that's my motivation every day, is to wake people up and help them see what's going on, okay? Other people have the motivation where they're like, I hope today's the day. I don't understand, you know, I don't think God wants us here sitting around, is what I'm trying to say. Sitting around hoping that today's the day, like getting up every day or having a date in mind, like the 23rd and saying, well, I'm going to be raptured on the 23rd or Jesus is going to return on the 23rd. You know, waiting and waiting. God put us here for a reason. He didn't put us here to sit around and wait. He put us here to obviously spread the good news, spread the word of Christ, and to fight against these, you know, these demons, I believe. You know, these people in high places, these wicked people, and expose them for what they are, like Ephesians 5:12 says. So that's just my take. It doesn't mean I'm right about it, but that's how I look at this stuff. So when I see the 23rd and I hear all these people talking about it, I don't get, it's hard for me to wrap my head around people who are like literally getting rid of their pets and doing that stuff. But I guess they do because it is a disgusting world. I understand, you know, I want Christ to return just as much as anybody else. But I wake up every day saying, okay, until that happens, I've got work to do. And, you know, I have to do this stuff because I love Christ and I want to do this for him. Not because I believe that I'm saved through my works or whatever. You know, that's another Christian debate we always see, right? Works-based versus faith. And I don't get into any of that type of stuff. I know what's in my heart. And my heart tells me that I want to fight for Christ every day, whether that gets me into heaven or not. That's not even something that goes through my mind, okay? You know, the Bible talks about John the Baptist being the, you know, other than Jesus being as close to perfect as possible, and that he would be the last. So what does that say about the rest of us who, you know, walk around the earth here writing, you know, writing to our, telling ourselves that, you know, we're automatically in heaven and we're, you know, works-based, faith-based, all this stuff. I look at it and just say, if John's the last, then, you know, we should just be so lucky to get there. That's my mindset, right? So I always just think of, I want to do this stuff. I want to lead people to God. It doesn't matter to me if that, I don't want, I'm not looking for a reward. People are like, hey, you're going to have a reward in heaven. I hate that too when people comment and say that. Okay, I'm not better than any other person out there. I'm not a better Christian than any other person out there. I'm a YouTuber. It's pretty simple. Who cares, in other words, right? I get it. People are like, well, you know, you have a lot of people listen. Well, I don't really anymore, but, you know, I'm not having any more rewards than any other Christian just because I talk on YouTube here. So please don't say stuff like that. It makes me uncomfortable, those types of things. So back to the subject of the 23rd. This is more of a making you aware of the date and then telling you just my take on it, how I feel. Now, there is a lot, like I said, 923 in movies, right? I believe Back to the Future is one. There's, you know, the Jim Carrey's movies that go into numerology, the number 23. So there is a lot of stuff with it. So obviously, as somebody who always talks about predictive programming and signs and symbols and the stuff that they promote, there could obviously be something on the 23rd, okay? I'm not saying that there 100% wouldn't be, but I'm saying for people out there that date set the 23rd and constantly tell people year in and year out that it's going to be this year on the 23rd. Now, this year, again, is different because it's 9-2-3-2-3. So that makes it even probably more so. I'm assuming for the YouTube prophets that something big is going to go down. I'm not saying one way or the other. Just like October 4th, I'm not saying one way or the other. I don't know, okay? I'm not a, but I'm just telling you that the pattern is constantly there. The story is there every year. So if you're new to this or you don't remember the videos I've done in the past on that date, just be aware. It's always a date that's selected. Now, the fact that they use it a lot in movies should make people a little bit suspicious of the date, but it also could just be something completely different. I mean, some believe it could be the birthday of Christ, just like I said on about the 11th of September could be. So just keep an eye on these things and don't let it affect you. If you're somebody out there that every day you wake up and you're thinking, and there's nothing wrong with the fact if you're waking up and you're thinking, you know, I hope today's the day. That's, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm not saying that to be politically correct either. I'm just saying from my standpoint, my view, I don't understand why people put so much hope and faith into date setting instead of every day focusing on what they can do, you know, here, what good they can do here to, you know, go after this. Whether you want to go after the wicked like I do, or whether you want to just be a good person promoting God's word to others, you know, there's two different things, I guess, but even though I feel like I do a combination of both. But I don't know how people could kind of look at these dates and then set their whole year based on these days. There's people who are like months in advance have been telling me about the 23rd again. And I'm like, everybody getting up every day, and they're like, we're not going to be, and they're like literally preparing for the day. And again, something could happen. I'm not saying that it won't, but it's a mindset when you get into that stuff, and then nothing happens on the 23rd. Say you're a new Christian. What do you think ends up happening? You put all your eggs in the 23rd, right? You're thinking about the 23rd, nothing happens. Then people start losing faith. People just say, oh, you know, I thought I had a dream or a vision that the 23rd, something was going to go on, and whether that's really a vision or not, I don't know, but then they start losing faith because they say, well, why didn't it happen? Why didn't it happen? And it starts wearing them down. And then again, they do weird things, not weird things, but I mean, you know, they're getting rid of their pets. They're doing stuff, selling their home. I mean, lots of stuff that you just kind of go, you know, look, if it happens, it happens, right? You're not going to need to worry about anything that, you know, if it happens, but let's not, you know, overdo the number because it's a date that we always, always see every single year, every year. Maybe I missed it last year. I'm not sure, but every year, because I don't even know what channel I was on to go through my archive of videos, but I know I've covered it at least 5 times. Every year, this is a topic that comes up, I get asked about, and it's usually from new subscribers, because they've seen other people who claim to be prophets telling them that the 23rd, get rid of your stuff, the 23rd, we're not going to be here on the 24th, we're not going to be here for the next election. You know, these are pretty much, a lot of them are the same people who pump out Donald Trump as being a prophet. A lot of them are, not all of them, but a lot of them. So keep an eye on the 23rd, if you'd like, but don't get caught up in YouTube prophets and this type of stuff, because it's a common thing we see year in and year out. There might be a lot of repetition and pattern with 923 in movies, but there's also a lot of repetition and pattern with people being wrong on predicting date setting and guessing that that's the day that everything's going to happen. Because remember, like I said earlier, Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, but about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. So I doubt that YouTubers have figured out the actual day being that not even the angels nor the Son know the day or the hour. So you could probably cross out Jesus returning on that day. Now, again, if you believe in the rapture and whatnot, hey, I don't know what to tell you. That's a debate that people like to have. Don't have it here. Have it on other channels if you want to have that debate. I'm here to try to just expose the wickedness to lead people to pick up their Bibles and find Christ. I think it's pretty easy to see from the stuff I've exposed that the Bible is 100% truth, that this is actually going on. We can see the spiritual war going on here. And we see, as I said, in Ephesians 5, chapter 5, verse 12, or excuse me, 5:11 through, I'll just read the whole verse to you. 5:11, chapter 5, verse 11 through 13. Have no fellowship with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that is illuminated becomes a light itself. So that's what I try to do here. I try to expose evil. And I hope I'm not letting anyone down. And I don't want to upset anybody either with this video. Not that I actually care, you know, if I don't care about people's feelings from the standpoint of like, I don't want to say something because I might hurt somebody's feelings. I don't want to, you know, to get on fellow Christians about stuff like this. You're entitled to believe and interpret certain things in scripture the way that you want to interpret it. But I'll show you the signs and the repetition day in and day out. And the 23rd is a date always used. So just be careful. Watch out and watch who you listen to sometimes. I thank you guys for being here. Hope you're doing well. God bless all of you and your families.